Hi, I'm Justin Tinsley. You might know me from my work at Anscape, or as the author of a Biggie Smalls biography, or from my mostly victorious appearances on Around the Horn. So you're going to be hearing different voices hosting ESPN Daily for the near future. And guess what? I'm one of them. I'll be pitching in for the rest of the week, helping this pod do what it's always done. Tell the best sports stories in audio day in and day out. Hope you enjoy. As journalists, we love a story that makes us say, wait, what? This, for me, is one of them. Jake Trotter. You're here today to talk about a highly competitive underground tournament that features many of the unsung heroes of March Madness. It's an event called Manager Games. So, what exactly are the Manager Games?
Yeah, Justin, they're the games before the game.
It is the least glamorous job in college basketball, student manager. But every so often, it has its special competitive perks. In arenas around the country, student managers battle against opposing student managers the night before the real games. What some of them lack in talent, they make up in floor burns.
These managers, these are the kids that clean the locker rooms, that get practice ready, that do the laundry oftentimes for these teams during the regular season. They schedule games against one another, usually the night before the real teams play. This isn't just an exhibition. It's not just a scrimmage. There are standings. There is an RPI.
Wow.
Much like regular college basketball. And then at the end of the season, the top 64 teams are selected with a chance to go all the way to the final four site and play out a tournament to determine who is the champion of the manager games.
What would you say is the purpose of the manager games?
Well, these kids love basketball. I mean, to be a manager, the hours that they put in, I mean, we're talking 40, 50, 60, sometimes even 70-hour weeks, doing everything that needs to be done to keep the trains on time for these college basketball programs. Nobody notices them outside the program. You know, they are underappreciated. But if you talk to people like Michigan State coach Tom Izzo, they will tell you how important, how critical, you know, these kids are.
They're f***ing great. Managers, to me, are the best human beings in America.
A lot of these kids, you know, they weren't good enough to play Division I basketball, but they love the game so much, and this is a way for them to keep playing. To these managers, this is very serious stuff. You know, they compete all season for a spot in a 64-team tournament. The top eight teams that make it out of the 64-team tournament, they travel to wherever the Final Four is to play an actual eight-team tournament in the same city where the Final Four is. This year, it's Houston. And at the end of it, there is a championship, there is a trophy. And in some cases, for these managers, they even got a banner hung back at their home campuses. So this is real serious business for these managers, even though, you know, we all know this is kind of fun too.
Consider for a moment the life of a team manager. I'm talking about the person who hands out the towels, who picks up the dirty uniforms, and who handles a million menial chores that are actually critical to the functioning of a big-time college basketball program. And in return, they receive approximately none of the glory. It's time that we, as a nation, finally recognize that person. So today, Jake Trotter tells us the story of an underground tournament where team managers go head-to-head on the hardwood, where the people who are the indispensable glue of college basketball finally get their one shining moment. I'm Justin Tinsley. It's Wednesday, March 29th. This is ESPN Daily.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Jake, you spoke to a number of team managers for this story. And honestly, including myself, I was a team manager back in high school. But let's get into how real this actually gets. What is a day in the life like for a team manager of a college basketball team?
I did not realize how much these managers do. You know, they are rebounding for players all hours of the day, sometimes at 5:30, 6 in the morning. I had a manager from Wyoming, Colin Boros, who told me that he'll get texts at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. from a player saying, hey, I'm up. I want to go shoot. I want to get some work in. And these managers, they are on call 24/7. On top of that, they're getting food for players on the road. They are cleaning up the locker rooms after a game. They're mopping the floor before practice. Sometimes they're even helping the coaches scout. Like, they'll cut up video clips for the assistant coaches. So they're an intricate part of a college basketball program. Talking to some of the players, who are playing in this NCAA tournament, they've told me I would not be the player that I am today if I didn't have these guys helping me every single day to get better.
This is a ton of work. So be honest with me, Jake. Is this a paid gig or is this one of those glorified unpaid internships?
Justin, it depends on the school. Some managers, they don't get paid at all.
Wow.
Some will get class credit. Some, it's treated as an internship. Some will get like a stipend or scholarship money, like $1,500. Sometimes it's the head manager that gets paid and nobody else. Sometimes it's all the managers. But, you know, we're talking minimum wage. We're talking $10, $11, $12 an hour at best. So this is not something that these managers are doing to get rich. What it's about for them, it's being part of a Division I program. They want to stay in basketball after college. They either want to become coaches, they want to become scouts. They want to stay in the game somehow. And this is a great training ground for these kids to get involved in basketball, to learn and have doors open up for them and to network while they're in school.
And we even have a former team manager in the Final Four now, correct?
It's crazy. You know, Dusty May, the head coach at Florida Atlantic, the Owls had never won an NCAA tournament game before this season. And now they are in the Final Four with a chance to win a national championship as a 9 seed. And Dusty May actually got his start while being a manager for Indiana in the late 1990s under Bobby Knight.
I don't know, Jake. Coaching in the Final Four seems far less stressful than being a team manager for Bobby Knight.
Yeah, I feel like if you can get through that, you know, beating Kansas State in the Elite Eight, it really is not that much pressure in comparison. But reading stories about that time in the 90s, one group of people Bob Knight would always talk about in a positive light, and that was the managers. He called them the guts of the program.
Wow.
So even Bob Knight, he understood how important, how dedicated, and how hardworking these kids are and were.
So out of this low-paying, if you're lucky, brutal job emerges a competition. What's the origin story of the manager games?
Managers have been playing one another. They've been scrimmaging, playing pickup ball, you know, since at least the 1990s and probably well before then. But, you know, it really got organized out of Michigan State in 2015. These two kids who were in college at the time, they were student managers and they were like, why don't we make this something? Like, why don't we keep rankings and keep standings and who knows and see where it goes. So they did this for the Big Ten Conference first, which is kind of the foundation of the manager games. Shortly after that, before the next season, they brought in an assistant Michigan State athletic director, Kevin Palga, who had been a student manager himself a few years earlier. And so the first year they put this together, the 2015-2016 season, you know, they have it's called KPI, the Kevin Palga Index is what the joke is. But it's essentially the BCS of manager games.
This is serious stuff. So serious that Michigan State Assistant Athletic Director Kevin Palga, a former manager himself, created a website and twice weekly managers ranking.
I tend to joke a lot that, oh yeah, let's do manager KPI. Like, why wouldn't you do manager KPI? There's manager games, and so why wouldn't you rank managers that are playing basketball games? It's data. It's fun stuff.
So if you beat a really good team, you know, you get rewarded mathematically. If you lose, that hurts you. And so they have like a ranking 1 through 185.
Wow.
That's how many teams participate in this. And just like regular college basketball, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to pad your resume so that you get selected for the manager games tournament. And Kevin worked with the NCAA to create a opportunity for these managers to play an actual tournament at the site of the Final Four. Now, it's on these managers to schedule games themselves. You know, basically every manager team has a Twitter account. They'll DM one another, what time can you guys play? And a lot of times, the only time they can play is like at midnight on a Friday before the game. And, you know, I talked to Sam Young, who was a student manager at Iowa State. He was telling me, we didn't even get to tip off against Texas until like 12:15.
What's the latest you've ever tipped off?
Oh, I think we played a game at 12:15 last year. I definitely left Hilton last year against Texas in a snowstorm at like 1:30 in the morning because we actually had to get one of our other manager's car who got stuck out of there.
So they take these ice scrapers out because the parking lot had not been plowed yet, and they're scraping out a path all the way to the main road. They got to be up back at Hilton at 6, 7 a.m. for a game the next day to get everything ready.
There's some days, you know, where we have an early morning the next morning, but all of us are super, super into it. We want to have a good time. We really enjoy it whenever we're able to make that happen.
It's so important for these kids to play these games that they'll sacrifice sleep. They'll sacrifice their time to make it happen. And, you know, the first year they put this together, the founders were wondering, like, is anybody going to show? And everybody showed. And everybody has showed since. So it was an immediate success from the beginning, and it's only gotten more popular from there.
You know, one of the more fascinating things from your article was about the campaigning and the Twitter polls. And if I'm hearing this right, the first three rounds are all decided by a fan vote and never an actual game. And people like former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Draymond Green, Rex Chapman, and more are campaigning for these team managers and their squads. Like, what's the background? What's the nature of that?
So there are 64 manager teams that make the tournament. Of course, they can't fly everywhere like we see in the regular NCAA tournament. You know, they don't have the resources. And oh, by the way, they got their own jobs. They got to follow their own teams when they're, you know, playing in the tournament. So the first three rounds are a Twitter poll fan vote. And these managers are pulling out all the stops. They're contacting every famous former player, alum that they have to say, hey, go vote for these guys in the Twitter poll. And just this year alone, the Michigan-Wisconsin Sweet 16 matchup generated 50,000 votes, which is a manager game record. I mean, you had all kinds of people weighing in, trying to help their side advance into the next round. The Elite Eight, they actually play to determine the national championship, but you can't get to the Elite Eight unless you win three rounds of Twitter poll votes, and those get very competitive as well. You could be up and all of a sudden an NBA player from another team retweets the poll and all of a sudden you're down like that. So Draymond Green, who has like 2 million followers on Twitter, you know, he helped propel Michigan State all the way to the Elite Eight. Former NBA player Jamal Crawford, you know, you mentioned Rex Chapman. A lot of prominent names are very invested in seeing their alma maters or their favorite teams get to the Elite Eight of the manager games.
Once you get to the Elite Eight and the Elite Eight is set, when, where, and how does the actual basketball take place?
So they play on the court where the Fan Fest is. And so that's different depending on the city. You know, this year the Final Four is in Houston. So they are playing these games in Houston. And what's interesting is how do these kids get down there? How do these managers get to these games? The popular method is to create a GoFundMe. And so you'll have you know, fellow students or alums or just random people contributing to these accounts to pay for these kids to get down there. And I was talking to, you know, Bill Courtney, who was a manager at Notre Dame. They're the defending national champions. They had to drive all the way from South Bend to New Orleans last year where the Final Four was, and they did not want to do that again. So they're trying to raise enough money to fly this time to Houston. And then when they get down there, It's just like an AAU 18 tournament. You got two 20-minute halves. You're playing maybe twice a day, or you're playing back-to-back nights. And it's just a single elimination at that point with only one team standing at the end.
Coming up, the most dominant ringer in manager games history.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot. Taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Jake, I need you to be honest with me. Can these team managers actually hoop? Are we talking good basketball here, or is it like the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme music playing in the background?
That's kind of your first impression when you heard about this, right? You know, this is just a bunch of scrubs playing. It's like me and you, Justin, you know, one-on-one, right? But it's actually not. Most of these kids were elite high school basketball players. Some of them even had Division I offers. There's a 6'11 manager for Kentucky, Ray Surratt, who had lower-level offers but just wanted to go to Kentucky and be a manager and pursue his career that way. These kids can ball. And when you find out about some of the ringers that they have to go against occasionally, you get a better feel for it. So for example, Greg Oden. The same Greg Oden that played for Ohio State, went to the national championship game, that Greg Oden was on the staff at Ohio State. And so he, you know, for a moment played in these manager games before he took a job at Butler last year. A Purdue manager, Bailey Good, told me that Greg Oden scored 50 points without even breaking a sweat.
When he was still with Ohio State, I mean, obviously he hadn't played in a while, but, and I guess some people would consider him washed up, but he's dropped 50 on us. Just not even trying. I'm not even sure he broke a sweat.
This is not pickup ball at the Y. You have like former all-conference guys that have had maybe a cup of coffee in the NBA or played in the G League or overseas. Florida, for example, their manager games backcourt is the exact same backcourt they had when they won back-to-back national championships and beat Oden in 2006 and 07.
What?
Torian Green, who's on the staff there now, and Lee Humphrey was actually the radio color commentator. They both play for Florida. So these are legit basketball games, and sometimes they've got guys that can really hoop.
So if the likes of Greg Oden, as you said, a former number one overall pick, they're showing up, This thing gets pretty competitive. Just how intense do these games get?
They get intense. I mean, there's arguing over calls. They get a little bit chippy. There's momentarily maybe some bad blood in these games. And these managers care. Like, it's not something that they, oh, we'll just go play and have fun. I mean, they're really sacrificing their time and sometimes their sleep to make these games happen. And just like the regular college basketball teams, they want to make the tournament and they want to win the national championship. Notre Dame won the national title in the manager games last year. Guess what? In their practice facility, which hangs all their achievements from the normal team, they have a banner now hanging in their practice facility that says Manager Games National Champion 2022. Bill Courtney, who plays for that team, one of the managers there, told me as they're getting ready to play in the Elite Eight again, well, we got room for another banner altogether.
Look, if Al Bundy can still celebrate those four touchdowns he threw in high school, they can absolutely celebrate this. So that kind of leads me to my next question, Jake. Who's the winningest program and who's the blue blood of the manager games?
Well, it's the Big Ten schools. Really, Michigan State, I think, is the, just like in real life or in college basketball life, they're one of the blue bloods. They're the founders of these manager games. They have great teams every year. They got Draymond Green propelling them through the Twitter poll vote. So I would say that if you look at the history of these Elite Eights, it's like half Big Ten teams. It's Michigan, it's Wisconsin, it's Illinois, it's Michigan State. The Big Ten is the heartbeat of the manager games. Like SEC football, in the manager games, it's the Big Ten.
Okay, so now I'm really in the weeds with you, Jake. Is the Elite Eight set for this year? And if so, who's in it?
The Elite Eight is, in fact, set for this year. So you have Notre Dame, the defending champion. You have Kentucky, which is a blue blood in the manager games. You've got West Virginia making their first Elite Eight this year. I mentioned Michigan and Michigan State. You've got Miami, which is having a great run in the manager games in addition to the actual tournament. And then you've got a couple of Cinderellas. You've got Bellarmine out of Louisville, Kentucky. They were actually number one seed as a mid-major, somehow survived all the Twitter polls to make it to the Elite Eight, and now they've got a shot to win it all as well. And then I mentioned that the first three rounds are Twitter poll votes, right?
Yep.
However, managers reserve the right to decide this on the court. So if they want to forego the Twitter poll vote and play an actual game, they can do that. Western Michigan and Michigan State did that in their first round game. And then Liberty and North Carolina State, with the Elite Eight on the line, actually met up and played a game. Liberty pulled off the upset of North Carolina State. They actually streamed the game. And I was talking to one of the Michigan managers who said, we're going to be studying the game film, getting ready for the Elite Eight. So Liberty might regret that they put the film of the game on social media. So those are the Elite Eight. We've got some traditional powers. We've got some teams that are there for the first time. And we've got some mid-major Cinderellas as well. So we've got it all this year.
This conversation has blown my mind in more ways than one. I feel like I've been introduced to a secret society. And so we're just going to close it with this. How would you describe the spirit of the manager games?
You know what has impressed me the most with these kids is, A, how much they love college basketball, and B, how hardworking they are. And you put those two together, and I think you've got some unique individuals who really, college basketball as we know it today would not exist without them. And so they've got the chance to play now too. It's their time to shine in these manager games. And I think a lot of these kids are going to go on to have great success. I think that these are some of the more impressive people that you'll meet on campus. As Tom Izzo said, I think that they're the best people in America. I can't disagree with them.
I got an idea for the evolution of the manager games. Next year, we need to put them on TV, put them on the Ocho. And matter of fact, mic everybody up. I would pay to hear that.
I would watch that too. If we're going to have cornhole, we're going to have stone throwing. Why can't we have the manager games as well?
Jake Trotter, reporter extraordinaire, thank you so much for your time. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.
I appreciate you, Justin.
I'm Justin Tinsley. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.